When did you first meet Miss Hattie Doran?
In San Francisco, a year ago.
You were travelling in the States?
Yes.
Did you become engaged then?
No.
But you were on a friendly footing. I was amused by her society. She could see that I was amused. Her father is very rich.
He is said to be the richest man on the Pacific Slope.
And how did he make his money?
Mining. He had nothing a few years ago. Then he struck gold, invested it, and came up by leaps and bounds.
Now, what is your own impression as to the young lady's, your wife's, character?
The nobleman swung his glasses a little faster and stared down into the fire.
You see, Mr. Holmes,
said he,
my wife was 20 before her father became a rich man. During that time she ran free in a mining camp and wandered through woods or mountains, so that her education has come from nature rather than from the schoolmaster. She's what we call in England a tomboy, with a strong nature, wild and free, unfettered by any sort of traditions. She is impetuous, volcanic, I was about to say. She is swift in making up her mind and fearless in carrying out her resolutions. On the other hand, I would not have given her the name which I have the honour to bear, he gave a little stately cough, had not I thought her to be at bottom a noble woman. I believe that she is capable of heroic self-sacrifice, and that anything dishonourable would be repugnant to her.